Government Open Borders Crusade Disrupted After Locals Block Migrant Bus. By Peter Cattle on March 28, 2023. The Irish government's crusade for open borders has reportedly been disrupted after protesters blocked a migrant bus from entering the country's latest asylum center. Locals in the rural town of Mullingar are said to have blocked at least one migrant bus from entering Column Barracks, a shuttered military facility that has been earmarked to become Ireland's latest asylum center. It is the latest development in Ireland's ongoing mass migration conflict, which has seen the country's government bring tens of thousands of foreign arrivals into the country despite local fears over the safety of women and children. The state's latest attempt to plant migrants into a rural part of the country is said to have partly failed, however, after arriving migrants were challenged by people from the local community. According to a report by Gripped Media, an impromptu demonstration against the housing of foreign migrants blocked a bus transporting the new arrivals from entering the facility, with the vehicle eventually being forced to turn around and leave the area. Overall, the government plans to house 120 foreign arrivals in tents at the facility, which had originally ceased operating in 2012, though locals have now vowed that they will stand in opposition to the plans. The incident is the latest skirmish between the government and the Irish public over mass migration, with politicians in the country insisting that the island will take in tens of thousands of foreign arrivals over the coming years. Around 70,000 refugees and asylum seekers are said to have arrived in the country of only 5 million people last year alone, with authorities continuing to insist that it will not implement border control measures and instead opt to use taxpayer money to look after arrivals instead. Ireland's media has given state authorities near total support on the issue, regularly running articles praising open borders politics while decrying the growth of the far right in Ireland. News outlets in the country have even gone so far as to spuriously link the ongoing protests in Ireland with activists in Britain in an attempt to discredit the movement. In Ireland, any kind of political connection to the UK can become highly toxic politically speaking, with British ties often being seen as a betrayal of Irish independence and national identity. Such hit jobs have not gone unnoticed by the general public, however, with many lashing out at state-owned media outlet RTE in particular for its biased reporting of various anti-mass migration protests. The broadcaster's reporting of the protest in Mullingar has drawn particular ire online, with netizens expressing anger after the news outlet claimed the migrants being bused into the area were refugees in an article published on Friday. Said article, however, has since been silently changed without explanation, however, with the outlet now describing the migrants as asylum seekers rather than refugees. Breitbart Europe has contacted RTE for comment regarding the unmarked change to the article. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.